it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit. My family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit. My family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
So, a couple of stories we haven't talked about. First of all, Iran missed on purpose. They just wanted to look like they're not easily pushed around. And so that's that.
And the president said, hey, you got to be cool. You got to be cool. So there's no World War III. You're not going to get drafted. Twitter can settle down.
But on another topic, what was that?
Well, I'll tell you this, Jackie. If you still have one of these old toys, you might just be rich.
Okay.
You might be in the back of your closet, and you're rich.
It's in perfect condition, still in the box.
Well, and some of these things are like worth $3,200. If you've got $3,200, you're not rich. I mean, there's a good chance you'll make your house payment, and I'm happy for you.
You're richer.
Right.
Than you were before.
Right? Yeah.
I don't know if anybody would qualify you as rich.
Right.
That man over there has a net worth of $3,200.
Good Lord.
Good catch, ladies. Oh, and somebody, Sean, said, how does Sean's Persian cat feel about the president's statement?
Oh, this feels like a good time for me to remind everybody that I don't actually own a cat.
Mm. a couple of things we need to catch you up to speed on, including this stupid story. Oh, I hate to even say it out loud because it sounds like I'm trying to be Howard Stern, but I don't even know what the penis man story is. I keep hearing references to it. We haven't done it. Is it anything worth talking about or not? The late night comedians have mentioned it. I know it's
got the word penis in it.
Right. But
so ends really the delights of the story.
Okay.
It's the craze of graffiti in the Phoenix area.
Yes. Somebody's just writing.
Phoenix, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. Yeah.
Penis man on various road signs and stuff like that. And
I've got to call my parents and ask if they've been affected.
So it's not the classic drawing. It's actually the word?
Yeah, yeah. So the signs I saw was like a road sign that says "Watch out," and then beneath it says "For Penis Man."
Here's something I'd like to know.
And whimsical.
I don't know if I'd get any response. I mean, it's one of those questions like, where do pens go?
Yeah.
I buy packs of Bic pens at home, and they just disappear. Where do they go?
I don't know.
I know that's an old stand-up comedian sort of thing, but honest to God, where do they go? So that's one of those. Here's another one. Is there anybody listening that has ever drawn a penis on a wall, like a bathroom wall or anything?
Do you mean today?
No, I've seen like a million in my life. I've never drawn one. I'm pretty sure none of my friends have. Who draws all those penises on things? Who's doing that? The same person that takes all the pens?
I do not know that. Is that the graffiti artist Penis Man right there, allegedly?
Is that the mask he wears?
Like Banksy. He's ready to come out and kind of unleash himself and
after this thing
show
got
himself, if you will.
Some attention. I don't know if there's any reason to believe this is the original one or somebody just trying to, you know, build a brand or a Twitter account that they can sell it or something.
That mask is unfortunate. But who does all those drawings? Like every restroom I've ever been in my life, gas station, rest stop, national park, your school, who's drawing all those peni?
Well, morons. I mean, I'd be willing to if it was a solid joke. If the joke lands.
I never have. Have you ever?
No.
You haven't?
I don't
have you?
Think so. Listen. I had some wild years. I have some fairly vague recollections of certain nights.
What kind of shoes you got over there? Flip-flops?
I can't. I'm just being honest. I can't swear I haven't.
Michael, have you ever, or do you think any of your friends have ever been the person who's scraped, like in the restrooms, you'd have to scrape the paint off in the shape of it.
Oh, no, I sure haven't done
that. But almost every public restroom I've ever been in my life has got one or multiple.
I may have attempted to draw an elephant a couple of times and done poorly and had to admit that, Joe, that doesn't look like an elephant. It looks more like, well, frankly, a man's genitals.
I did it in school books when I was, like, maybe in the third grade.
Oh, so you're, yeah. Okay.
Well, he's that's good. That shows a good spirit. You're willing to admit your sins.
Wow. Okay. So you're part of the crowd that does that.
Jack, maybe Penis Man is all of us. I'm Joe Getty.
I wonder if those people, the people that the best they could do in prior generations was scrawl a badly drawn male unit on the bathroom wall, now get Twitter accounts and they get their get to fight back against society that way by trolling celebrities and TV shows and whatnot.
Listen, goodness knows, I've been a Three Stooges fan since I was a little kid. Dumb humor is fine with me if it's funny.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm looking at all the graffiti of the alleged Penis Man is the Banksy of the 2020s.
No,
he's not. It's just got the word penis in it. That seems to be the beginning and end of the appeal. I won't be party to this any longer.
There was a local news story, like you mentioned, it had the word penis in it, so it got an outsized traction on Twitter.
So to speak.
And therefore, everybody at that news station was like, all right, people want this content.
Right? We got 1,006 clicks in the first 3 hours.
You're right. At the end of the week, they looked at the metrics.
Yeah.
Which story on the website got the most clicks this week? Yeah.
Was it our coverage of homelessness? The president and his stance toward
at the school.
No, it was Penis Man.
Yeah. So we need more penis content. We got to keep the clicks up. Sales is demanding it.
Oh, boy.
And then finally this story. A Japanese company that will make you a wearable replica mask of your pet's head. The picture is extraordinary. It's a man or woman holding their pet cat, and they went ahead and got the replica mask of the cat, and it is really good. It ought to be. It's $3,000.
Oh, boy, oh, my.
So they're not kidding around. They're not just going to get you a cat head in roughly the color of your cat.
Right.
I mean, it's going to look like your dang cat.
Another tabby. Right.
If
I were to send my daughter a perfect replica mask of Baxter, her beloved dog, while she's off at college, I would be the greatest dad ever. But three gur is a little rich.
They're wearable and they're terrifying, says this pundit who'd looked
now
into the
story.
Now
I want it more.
The mask made by Shindo Rinka. It's a Japanese thing, of course.
Oh, that reminds me. We got to talk about the head guy from Nissan who escaped from the Japanese jail. It's a crazy story. It's you know, out of the movies. You can't believe it's real.
But these masks for your pet, and some of you might be listening and saying, I do want to do that. They're sort of terrifying because they're so true to the original. That's what's terrifying about it, is they look so much like your actual pet. You can wear them. Not sure what occasion would be appropriate for a giant cat or dog head, but you can wear them.
The real-life cat looking at its owner wearing its mask or its face as a mask, the cat seems to be saying, what's going on here?
I need new owners.
Yes. Can I go back to the adoption place?
Tell you, there's a picture on our wall. We have a wall of like snapshots in like our entryway, like our into the garage area. A friend of ours did it, and we loved it so much we did it for ourselves. We just have family pictures on the walls, and everybody stops and looks at it. And when the kids come home, we gather around. It's great. Mm. Anyway, it's like, I guess you'd call it the mudroom, like the entryway from the garage. But anyway. One of the central pictures most commented upon is me in my best suit and tie wearing the horse head mask. Now, if that was me wearing a perfect Baxter mask, are you kidding? You'd have to go with an 8x10.
Well, then I think you should do this. Submit, and you can write it off as a business expense. Submit a photo of your pet in which you can see its face and features clearly and up close, and the craftsmen behind the mask get to work making the replica for you. The results, as you can see in these photos, are mind-blowingly good, and they really are.
Yes.
I mean, it's like really good fur and the eyes and the whiskers and everything.
It's funny,
amazing.
I was picturing plastic, like the horse head mask.
No, that's full-on fur. That's just like a giant cat.
Great.
And it looks just like the cat.
Very close to, like, mascot head territory.
That's why it costs $3,000.
Wow.
Plus shipping.
I got to call home during the commercials. Hey, honey. Plus shipping. What's the shipping? You just charged me $3,000 for a dog head mask, and you're going to stick me for shipping now?
Yes.
Well, because they've established I'm an idiot in this scenario, so yeah, I guess they would, wouldn't they?
I heard how the president of Nissan escaped from Japan. I didn't hear why he was having to escape or what crime he had, so maybe we can get to that coming up next.
Yeah, but I mean, you've got high-profile business mogul in trouble for financial stuff. We all know how that ends. He hires the best lawyers in the world. There's a trial, the rest of it. No, this guy goes full on Shawshank and burrows his way out. It's just crazy.
It's quite a story. Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement for people struggling with back or neck pain, hip, shoulder, or knee pain. And I need you to know, I have never endorsed a pain reliever before, but because I had struggled for years with my lower back pain, I just have to give Relief Factor a try. And I'm here to tell you, I am now pain-free. It's simply wonderful. So when the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, asked me, I definitely decided to make an exception because there are simply too many people struggling with pain from aging, exercise, or just everyday living that need to know about the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95. Relief Factor's 4 key ingredients to help your own body deal with inflammation, and about 70% of people who order the 3-week quick start go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash, located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Come join me as the new host of brand new Battlefield Expression show. Battlefield Expressions is a go-to program providing veterans and their families an opportunity to call in and ask questions and receive information particular to their individual needs. Veterans and their families who sacrificed and served our country. Every Saturday, 9 to 11, here at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM Talk Radio.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Go to readingcivic.com where you can sign up and become a friend of the Civic for just $100. You can pre-purchase tickets before the general public, get two free drinks at the River Rock Cafe, and have ticket exchange privileges. If you're looking to be informed about some of the best concerts and events in the North State, go to readingcivic.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
How often do people come in and create problems in the store?
Every day. Every single day.
It's not an exaggeration. While the interview was underway, customers were filling their pockets with merchandise and just walking out of the store.
Is shoplifting an issue?
No, yeah. They decriminalized petty theft in California, so it happens every few minutes. Literally in our store, probably 15, 20 times a day.
20 times a day?
Oh, yeah.
20 times a day! That's from Tucker Carlson's All Week Long Look at San Francisco, talking to a guy who ran one of those, if you know San Francisco or any big city, it's kind of like a mini grocery store. It's a little more than your average convenience store. It's for the person who lives in an apartment and needs some bananas and some milk and some whatever. But anyway, people shoplift there constantly.
Yep.
If they're not coming in there just to urinate on the floor or fight him.
Right.
The guy who runs that store. That's a breakdown in civilization.
Oh, it is. Absolutely. There are a dozen examples of how blue states, in particular on the West Coast, are seeing civilization break down. You know, there's the story of the squatters taking over houses in Oakland, and all sorts of activists saying they get to stay. Even though that overturns one of the bedrock principles of a free society, which is other people don't get to take your stuff.
My first lesson in this, that when I it was really eye-opening to me, because I'm lucky enough to grow up in the United States of America, where we have law and order, or at least did almost everywhere, is when the Hurricane Katrina thing happened and the cops couldn't be in the neighborhoods for a little while and how things broke down so fast.
Yeah.
And just seeing, wow, there's enough people that if you removed, like, you can take the police away, I'm not going to steal anything. But there are enough people that will, that just society breaks down, like, overnight. You eliminate the threat of some sort of law and order.
Right.
And I've never forgotten watching that on TV from New Orleans. And that's what you got going on in San Francisco. The small percentage of people that will take advantage of that, the word has gotten around. Everybody, you can walk into that store. What are you buying that for? Walk in there, take it, and walk out. Nobody's going to do anything.
Which makes the percentage of people who are willing to do that grow.
Sure.
I mean, what you see growing up as normal over and over again is normal to you.
Yeah.
And so we're breeding generations more of people who have no interest in following the law, and they believe lawlessness is their entitlement. And I tell you what, the utopia, the would-be utopia, is quickly becoming a dystopia. Seattle, Portland, the cities of California, leading with San Francisco and L.A., which has enormous problems with bums and junkies.
And then next is a Zootopia? Is that what's next?
Sometimes, depending how many talking animals you have around. But it's clear to anyone observing it with a clear enough head to process it. Oh, we thought we had too many people in jail, so we made a bunch of stuff that was crimes that would put you in jail, crimes that wouldn't put you in jail. That was our solution. Now, if you have a logical mind, you're like already jumping out of your chair saying, Joe, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. That doesn't, that's not solving your problem. It's giving yourself a different problem. Well, obviously, that's what's happened. Now, lawlessness, thievery, smashing grabs into cars is running amok. And the punchline is San Francisco's great progressive utopian experiment in decriminalizing crime. The gangs evidently have stolen everything in San Francisco and Oakland and are now spreading out to the Sacramento area, the L.A. area. Plus, they're dividing up territory, and they've realized, well, the people of San Francisco, they won't leave a Tic Tac in their car anymore because they know if they when they come back to it, they'll have a smashed window and no Tic Tac. And so these gangs are now spreading out across the West Coast. And the beautiful part from their point of view, the San Francisco experiment, and I think this is so interesting because it's such a free market, how human beings behave illustration. It's so clear. They got a chance to practice over and over and over again and see how many smash and grabs they could do, how quickly, what attracted the cops, how did they need to move geographically to not get busted, where should the getaway guys be? You know, how many could you do in a neighborhood at night? How about, like, in a business district? So they got to try this stuff over and over and over again and perfected it, more or less. And so now they're exporting it throughout the West Coast. So, you know, there you go. Human beings, ingenious and hardworking, even if they're scumbags. And your utopia is turning into a dystopia, and the dreamy unicorn-riding voters of the West Coast continue to vote for the same thing over and over again. But all we can do is yell at them. So this is a crazy story. This guy who headed up Nissan, which is one of the giant companies on Earth, right?
Yeah.
He was accused of various financial crimes in Japan.
Why'd they change from Datsun to Nissan?
It always was Nissan, but they thought Nissan sounded too Japanese for the American market.
Hmm.
So they used a more Americanized name, as I understand it. And then at some point in the 70s or 80s, somebody said, this is silly, and changed it just to Nissan all over the world.
Did not know that.
Yeah. Anyway, so this guy who
ran... Or I knew that and forgot it, because who cares?
Yeah, it's not that interesting. So anyway, this guy who ran Nissan, he's actually, I think he's Lebanese, oddly enough. But he gets busted in Japan. And we've seen the story unfold many times. A captain of industry accused of various crimes, and of course he hires high-dollar lawyers and has his trial, might get a slap on the wrist, probably get acquitted, blah, blah, blah. But this guy claims he didn't think he was going to get a fair trial in Japan. And so, and I guess I exaggerated, it wasn't a Shawshank thing. He didn't dig his way to freedom, but he was under house arrest.
So he put on one of those pet masks that are popular in Japan?
Exactly. The $3,000 I look just like my cat mask. And walked out on all fours.
Rode out on a sex robot.
Right. Excellent Japan reset there. No, actually...
Take me to the nearest underwear vending machine, yes. Robot.
He had, and it's used, folks.
Oh, what?
Yes. So anyway, he and his people had a bunch of his minions plan this daring escape where they spirited him out of the house where he was under house arrest. And snuck him onto a train, went 300 miles to a smallish airport, and then stuck him into... You ever seen one of those big carrying cases they use, like, to transport musical gear at a concert? They literally drilled holes for air in the bottom of it, loaded him into an equipment case, and at this airport where the X-ray machine's too small for that sort of case, they said, yeah, just go ahead. They loaded him onto a plane, and off he went.
He actually snuck out of the country.
That's right.
Armstrong and Getty.
Real travel is life-changing. With Trafalgar, you'll discover the best way to travel and connect with the culture, people, and places you visit. You'll travel with the freedom to discover and the confidence to explore. With over 300 trips on all 7 continents, you get real experiences that you won't find elsewhere. These are just a few of the greatest travel stories you'll ever tell. Save up to 7.5% on trips. Terms and conditions apply. Visit your travel agent or trafalgar.com. Trafalgar, simply the best.
Time's running out to win $5,000 a week forever from Publishers Clearing House. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $5,000 a week for your life. Plus, after that, $5,000 a week for life for someone you choose. Don't miss your chance to win, because $5,000 a week forever is guaranteed to be awarded on February 28th. Enter at PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter at PCH.com now. Entries due 225. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join us February 7th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay. Enjoy chocolate delicacies, wine and beverage tastings, and see our brand new exhibitions. Tickets are $40 and include a souvenir wine glass. Buy your ticket today at turtlebay.org.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Come join me as the new host of brand new Battlefield Expression show, debuting December 7th, 2019. Battlefield Expressions is a go-to program providing veterans and their families an opportunity to call in and ask questions and receive information particular to their individual needs. Veterans and their families who sacrificed and served our country. Every Saturday, 9 to 11, here at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM Talk Radio.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
My brother is far from easy, but he's a part of me, like my arms and legs, so I'll be his. No time for tired. Nothing can disable this love. He needs me, but I'm the lucky one, even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community.
Support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wounds?
911, what's your emergency?
Please help. My son shot his brother.
911, what is your emergency?
Okay.
911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns.
It wasn't locked.
Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Chappelle, comedian, won the Mark Twain Award, which is a white jacket and a mustache, I believe is the award. But
it's nice. It's like the Masters, but, you know, white.
His speech was kind of good, and we're going to play a little bit of that coming up later this hour. Britain is currently trying their worst ever rapist in history of that country.
Ugh.
All men.
Oh.
Raped all men. Raped 100, maybe 300, but they got him on 100.
Huh.
Rapes of men.
Yikes.
Meet you at a bar? You kind of drunk? Oh, you can stay at my place. Apparently he was very friendly and nice and charming.
Yeah.
And then he would drug you and rape you.
Wow.
Most of the people had no idea that it had ever even happened. So the police come to your door and show you who he was, because he videotaped him. And that's how they found him. And they show you a video of you being raped. Here's the question.
I would think there'd be some symptoms. But anyway.
Here's the question. Would you be happy to find that out? How about you just let me live the rest of my life thinking I had just spent the night at some dude's house I don't even remember?
Health concerns.
Do I want to know that?
Health concerns.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aside from that, I'd rather not know. And what's the upside?
Wow. Is this some sort of party game? That's a really interesting question.
What's the upside? What is the possible upside if I didn't even know it?
Truth is the upside, Jack.
Yeah,
truth.
Ignorance is bliss in your world. Let's just start shouting it.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the matter with you? What kind of question is that?
How dare you bring that to us?
So I'm looking up at MSNBC. They're big fans of fact-checking the president. Fact-check!
Oh, God.
So please. MSNBC has up on their screen 5 fallouts from the president's actions, recent actions, 5 things that have happened. And of the 5 things that have happened regarding Iran, the 5 they've got up there, 3 of them are just flat-out wrong or a lie, and 2 of them, you know, are shaded, at least. And I'm not going to go through them all, because we've talked about a lot of them this morning and explained it, but number 1, Iraq is trying to expel U.S. troops. That's just not true. We explained it many times throughout the show. Iran is united against the U.S. We talked about this yesterday. That's just not true.
Right.
NATO standing down on fight against ISIS. I've heard various reports on that. I'd have to look into it more.
Well, there's been a very brief pause while they assess the threat from Iran. So I guess that's true, but that's the truth that misleads.
Number 4, fallout from Trump's stupid actions. European allies angry they were not notified. That's another one of those. They're talking to their domestic audience. What they actually feel behind the scenes, I don't know.
And or it's a highly placed official in the prime minister. Office said,
right.
Okay, so you found a guy.
And, you know, I don't know if that one's true or not, but certainly not clearly true. And then finally, Soleimani was immediately replaced, threat not eliminated. Okay, so you take out...
Wow. Wow.
So you take out Churchill or Hitler or any of the great world leader military minds, and they're just replaced with somebody else just as good.
Right, there's a new general now.
Doesn't make any difference.
Right, and it completely ignoring the incredibly important message that was sent, we will... get you, and we will kill you. We will, as in the words of our military analyst Mike Lyons, there will be a decapitation if you continue the aggression.
And that's,
never mind that. Oh, it doesn't matter because they replaced them. That is just idiotic.
So, again, my only point is, so of their 5 problems with the president, 3 of them are flat wrong. 2 of them you can easily make the argument the other direction. Anybody who feels like Fox has made up news and MSNBC is the truth, please.
Oh, God. Oh, please. You know, it's funny. I just saw an editorial in the Chicago Tribune. I was just able to read the first paragraph. But the headline is, Democrats need to stop listening to left-wing drivel and actually learn something from Fox News. And it's from the point of view of Democrats who want to win elections and don't want to see the party go away. I thought it was pretty damn good, but more on that another time, perhaps. I will tell you this. How do you make your heart stronger? By doing exercise, by stressing
love.
It. By you know, cardio work. You know, how do you make muscles stronger? By stressing them, subjecting them to opposition. How do you make your ideas stronger? By listening to challenges.
Shouting
to them.
Them makes you stronger.
Shouting them on Twitter and claiming anybody who disagrees is a Nazi. That's how, idiot.
The louder they're said, the stronger the argument.
That's right. If you have one of these old toys, Jack, you might be rich. That's this headline, or you click to the article, can make you a fortune. They're talking about, you know, stuff that's worth $1,000, which is better than not having $1,000.
Sure.
All right, this one's impressive. A vintage 1959 Barbie in good condition. Doesn't need to be mint in the box. Bring around $23,000.
Really?
Yeah, it can.
Well, did they only make like six that year?
I would suggest that does not make you rich. It's not bad. The original Barbie, Jack, sports a nifty retro hairdo. It wasn't retro at the time.
No,
that's the point. It's, you know what? It's the Lucille Ball. It's okay. Like reddish blonde hair, like a fluffy curly in the front, and then a big old ponytail in the back.
Does she have the weird 50-18-32 body going?
No, no. She's beautifully proportioned. I mean, really, clearly works out. But no, she was not the absurdity that was like the 70s, 80s Barbie. The original Barbie sports a nifty retro hairdo, a zebra stripe bathing suit.
Well, 70s Barbie has no bra and is smoking marijuana.
Got hairy armpits.
Oh, jeez.
She's got a zebra stripe bathing suit, high heels, and her classic hourglass figure.
There you go.
Other ones, the De Beers 40th anniversary Barbie sold for $85,000. That's a diamond encrusted.
How about something I might have?
One of the Tamagotchis. It was those little egg-shaped things mm-hmm. on a keychain that
the
was like
Neopets.
Yeah, exactly. The 90s digital pets known as Tamagotchis. Apparently they're like retro hip for the Hollywood crowd. Leo DiCaprio, Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry showed up to the Met Gala sporting them.
Okay, this sounds like the sort of thing. So the Barbie will be worth what it's worth forever. This sounds like the sort of thing. If you got one, sell it today.
Yes.
This craze will be over in a week.
Yes, sell now. You might be able to sell one original in the box for $3,000.
Mary?
Yeah.
I'm rich!
How about a 90s Game Boy? An original Game Boy can bring anywhere from $750 to $1,500 on sites like eBay for collectors. I mean, if you need some quick cash.
Yeah, they're probably sitting around a thrift store.
I might have one of those floating around.
Yeah, I can believe that. They might be at a thrift store. We were at a thrift store. There's all kinds of outdated electronic games and stuff at the thrift store.
Yeah. The problem is with anything like that, you have to know a lot about it. And, you know, it first became clear to me with guitars. I know you're a vintage guitar collector and enthusiast. You can get juked so easily, so ripped off by people who are experts in screwing you. That, you know, you really have to do your studying. But the original Easy Bake Oven, Jack, it's just a plastic box with a light bulb. But the original one can bring it up to $4,000. And you know what's
funny?
Back
when women still cooked.
The picture of the little girl on the original cover looks just like my sister when she was the Easy Bake Oven age. It's cute. Brings back memories. She wanted one of those so bad.
Your parents forced her into her gender roles?
Well, she actually wanted a baseball mitt, but they told her, no way, you're a girl, not a boy.
And don't even think about reading.
Right.
My sister cooked a turkey with one. It took forever.
Michelangelo in the control room. National treasure, Michael. Anyway, where was I? The original one, if you have it, can get you up to $4,000. So, the original Furby, Jack, a must-have in 1998 and a couple of years after. I remember that. Let's see, what do you get for that? Around $900, the original in its box. Of course, you know what the problem with some of this stuff is?
Furby is the sort of thing that, unless it was kept really clean, could really be gross.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Why is it kind of sticky?
Its fur is matted. My problem with stories like this is it really encourages people to become hoarders.
Mm.
You know, you get some sort of toy or whatever your kid doesn't play with anymore. You got to keep it for the rest of your life
funny.
Just in case it turns
into
something. That's
funny. I might have something worth $3,000. I'll pay you $3,000 to get all the crap out of my storage area.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Although I can't believe my mom tossed my baseball cards. I mean, that's like the classic.
Yeah.
And they had an original Honus Wagner from 1906 that was worth $70 million. That's the classic thing moms shouldn't do.
If all the moms didn't throw them out, though, they wouldn't be as valuable.
That's true.
It was part of the trashing of them all that made them so...
Well, so your mom should have done that, but not mine.
It's Pokemon cards for my kids, and that has gone through several phases where they were worth something. Then it fell completely out of favor because I got a friend who runs a store that's what he does. I got a buddy of mine runs a store that's all about selling memorabilia like this. That's what he does.
Right.
As he knows exactly. He can tell you exactly what anything is worth. All this sort of campy stuff.
I wish I
but
had
anyway,
a buddy
Pokemon
like that.
Cards were worth something. Then they went to worth zero. Now they're back to being worth something.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got cards under glass in a little plastic thing. They're $200.
I still have a storage locker. I pay $3,000. It's a full garage full of Beanie Babies. I'm just waiting for that market to come back.
I suppose
people laugh at me. I've already invested $700,000 in it, but
Katy Perry has one on her shoulder at an awards show, and all of a sudden everybody's got to have a Beanie Baby. And
she has one between her breasts. It'd get more attention. More people would see it. Pez dispensers.
Pez still popular. My son bought one with his own money on vacation.
You know, you got to love the Pez dispenser.
Mm-hmm.
It's a toy. You lift up the head. It's a candy.
It's got decapitation involved.
Sure. Some Pez dispensers are so rare they can bring in tens of thousands. How about...
What's a rare one?
Created for the 1982 World's Fair, known only as Astronaut B, it recently sold on eBay for $32,000.
I don't have that. I think I had a...
Check again, Jack.
I think I had a Bugs Bunny.
You know, there is a Beanie Baby.
It's the dumbest looking Pez thing I've ever seen.
Really?
It's very generic. It's just like a space helmet on top of the Pez thing.
Right, but it's rare. Rare, Sean.
Who's paying for this crap?
Yeah,
somebody has to
funny?
Buy it.
If there's something utterly useless, I mean completely useless, but it's rare, people will pay a lot of money
My
for
mom
it.
Used to say that all the time when I would look up the value of my baseball cards. And, oh, this card went up 50 cents. She said, it's only worth what someone will pay you
and
for
that
it.
That is right? So true.
Well, they'll pay me up to $5,000 for Peanut the Royal Blue Elephant Beanie Baby, only 2,000 in existence. I don't think I have that one. I do have the Princess Diana Beanie Baby, which is allegedly quite valuable. I can't remember how we got one, but I have it. I'll be selling it when I'm old, penniless, and starving. I'm going to save it for my insulin. I'm not going to sell it now. I'm going to wait till I need it.
Mm.
Anyway, clean out your house. It's worth it.
You don't
have any of this.
With your sticky furries and whatever that was.
You don't have an original garbage pail kid in its box, so just never mind.
Dave Chappelle coming on America and ideas and thoughts and
He's
stuff.
Brilliant.
And when he got his Mark Twain Award last night is worth hearing, and that's on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem? Or could my kids still go to college?
Man, that is really scary. Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. When I got life insurance for my family last year, they saved me 41% versus any other company I looked at.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. Health IQ starts by shopping everyone with the top 30 life insurance carriers to make sure they can get the lowest retail rate. Then they apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. I literally got $1 million in coverage for my family for just $36 a month.
Just $36 a month?
Yep. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy.
To save that much money, I'm going to call them right now. What's that link again? healthiq.com/easy?
Yep. healthiq.com/easy.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
In a recent speech, Attorney General William Barr strongly underscored the religious foundations of America. He said the founders saw religious liberty as the scaffolding on which they hung a free government. Well, Mr. Barr reminds us that free government only works for religious people who know there is a transcendent moral order preceding state or man-made law. He is concerned that militant secularists not only promote their own view, but seek to silence the religious voice. Folks, Pacific Justice Institute shares this concern. Become a partner today to help PJI defend the religious voice. Visit PJI.org.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at PacificJustice.org. That's PacificJustice.org.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
One of our big national awards that they give out is the Mark Twain Award, and
it's a good one. I like the comedy.
It's a big one. But anyway, Dave Chappelle got it, and here's part of his speech.
Stand-up comedy is an incredibly American genre. I don't think any other country could produce this many comedians. And unbeknownst to many people in this audience, I don't think there's opinion that it exists in this country that is not represented in a comedy club by somebody. Each and every one of you has a champion in the room. We watch you guys fight, but when we're together, we talk it out. I know comics that are very racist, and I watch them on stage, and everyone's laughing, and I'm like, that motherfucker means that. Don't get mad at them. Don't hate them. We go upstairs and have a beer. And sometimes I even appreciate the artistry that they paint their racist opinions with. Man, it's not that serious. The First Amendment is first for a reason. The Second Amendment is just in case the first one doesn't work out.
He is
Wow! Beautiful.
He has become an interesting guy standing up for Freedom of speech, no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, is he got the smarts. Yeah, more, Dave, more.
But early in my career, if you remember, Mom, you used to sit in the club with me. She'd do a full day of work. You'd be back there falling asleep just waiting for me to go on. She would watch my show every night. Do you know how long that car ride is home? How many of you have ever heard your mother say, jokes were a little too much tonight, son? I was a soft kid. I was sensitive, I'd cry easy, and I would be scared to fist fight. And my mother used to tell me this thing, I don't even know if you remember, but you said this to me more than once. You said, son, sometimes you have to be a lion so you can be the lamb you really are. I talk this like a lion. I'm not afraid of any of you. When it comes word to word, I will gab with the best of them just so I can chill and be me. And that's why I love my art form, because I understand every practitioner of it. Whether I agree with them or not, I know where they're coming from. They want to be heard. They got something to say. There's something they notice. They just want to be understood. Love this genre. It saved my life.
Dave freaking Chappelle.
He was, I thought it was funny when he came out. Did you see the Eddie Murphy Saturday Night Live?
I did, yeah.
When all the four comedians were up there, Eddie Murphy, Chris Rock, Chappelle, and Tracy Morgan.
Yeah.
God, the Tracy Morgan joke was funny. And they all talked about how they made so much money from Netflix. And Tracy Morgan says, I made my money on the road. Oh, touring? No, I got hit by a truck. But Chappelle started smoking, and Eddie Murphy said, I didn't know you could smoke out here. And he said, you can't. Which is funny.
This was from last night.
Look at me smoking indoors. I didn't ask anybody. I just did it. What are they going to do? Kick me out before I get the prize? No, it's called leverage. Look at me smoking.
Oops, sorry.
That's the greatest role humor can play. Putting the truth in people's faces, or putting the truth in front of them, and they're chuckling and don't notice what you've done. A little peek behind the curtains, even, maybe. Kind of, sort of, huh?
Making me laugh is the greatest role humor can play. If I'm paying for it.
I disagree.
If I'm paying for it.
Say something funny, man.
Yeah.
Final thoughts with A&G. Yeah!
Here's your host, Joe Getty.
Let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew to wrap things up. Wouldn't that be fine? It's Michelangelo pressing the buttons. What's your final thought, Michael?
I was amazed about the old toys and how these collectibles were worth so much. So I'm going to find out how much a VHS copy of On Golden Pond is.
There you go.
That's all I got.
You'll be rich.
There you go. Positive Sean, a final thought?
Yeah, I was listening to the story of the former head of Nissan, or head of Nissan, having to escape from house arrest. And I think there might be something wrong with me, because every time I hear somebody on house arrest, I'm like, oh, that must be nice.
Yeah, no kidding. I've thought that before, too.
I mean, I can't
How
leave
long?
My house?
It's 2 years? I could do that.
And I can do whatever I want when I'm here? Jack, do you have a final thought to share with us?
I hate to do a news update for a final thought, but it's just across. Dianne Feinstein, senator from California, has broken with Nancy Pelosi and said it's time to send the impeachment articles over.
Probably because it's ridiculous not to.
See how that plays out. Both San Francisco powerhouses.
My final thought, speaking of San Francisco, you remember when the guy pooped in the Safeway store a while back and there's video of it and it was just so gross? Well, one of the city stupidvisors is blaming Safeway for the incident, saying that you have insufficient security and you have a lack of interest in addressing the persistent challenges in and around your store. So if somebody poos in your store, it's your fault, according to the stupidvisors of San Francisco. It's not that they've tried to build a utopia around you that's turned into a poopy dystopia. It's your fault.
So it's my job to somehow anticipate that and stop it from happening ahead of time.
Right, in the entire neighborhood.
Yeah. Armstrong and Getty wrap back up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people to thank, so little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. We have all the clicks we talked about for you and the links in the articles. Hey, you can email us anytime. See something we ought to be talking about? mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com.
We will see you tomorrow. Probably won't be quite as exciting a day today, which is all right. We can catch up on some stuff. We don't need any near World War III commentary and that sort of thing. See you then. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say what that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That sucks.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good. And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard the words.
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
If you don't prosecute people, well, they just keep coming back. There's nothing's going to happen.
This is a needle from somebody who shot up.
When was the last time you came into work and had a day where nothing went wrong?
It's been many years.
Armstrong. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.